And migration was the big topic of discussion at the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party meeting last night. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham can tell us more. And Michael McGrath, the deputy leader, he told the parliamentary party, didn't he, Paul, that migration has exploded as an issue.
Yeah, and part of that related to numbers of asylum seekers coming in. The number he gave to the meeting was between 25 and 30,000 applicants possibly this year. And he based that on a figure which was that 600 applicants had recently arrived in a single week. Now, that figure of up to 30,000 is higher than what we'd heard before. It was around 5,300 that had arrived in the first 3 months of this year. So we were dealing with a figure of around 20 to 22,000. Michael McGrath putting it up to as high as 30,000. And that's why he said it had exploded as a political issue in the country, and he told his parties that public concern over the issue is now very much mainstream, and that the government needed to improve. And he identified two areas: communication with the public about what the government was doing, but also how to manage the actual system. That also had to be improved as well.
And with local and European campaigns underway, a lot of the TDs, they've been out on the doorsteps, haven't they? So they'd a lot to say, presumably, about what they've been hearing.
Yeah, it seems to be different in rural areas. Some of the concern relates to the buying up of hotels and amenities that were available to towns and villages. In the city centre, it seems to be more related to the numbers coming in, and also the issue of people in encampments around the capital. Mm-hmm. But I spoke to several TDs. Both of them spoke about alarm, fear, concern. Those are the types of concerns that were in the room last night.
And of course, the government moved this week, didn't they, announcing their new plan to cut benefits for Ukrainians who have been here under the original system. Presumably, they're hoping this means the public will see government getting on top of the issue.
Certainly, and that's what Taoiseach Simon Harris is trying to do, which is to project an image that they are moving on all fronts, more staff at the International Protection Office, faster decision times, moving people to encampments, taking them out of Mount Street, so to try and inject a sense of urgency. And whether the public buys into it, we don't know.
Politicians also watch opinion polls closely, as well as paying attention to what they're hearing on the doorsteps, don't they? The Irish Times Behaviour and Attitudes poll, it shows a bounce, doesn't it, for Simon Harris, but the continuation of a bad trend for Sinn Féin.
Yes, according to the poll, Fine Gael are up 4 points to 23%, and that's equal to Sinn Féin, which have gone down 5 points with to 23%. So both of them at 23%, Fianna Fáil unchanged at 20%. And obviously that's what Fine Gael had been hoping for, a bounce with a new leader who was politically attuned to what the public was concerned about and had that energy to go out and try and get things done. For other parties, it's marginal change. But looking at that figure, and one always has to be careful, because there was an opinion poll in the Irish or in the Sunday Independent, and that was only at the beginning of this month. And according to that, that survey had Sinn Féin up 3 at 29% and Fine Gael down 2. So, you know, depending on the poll, you get a different answer.
And as you say, you know, a lot of work goes into polls and making them accurate and so on. But, you know, they've called it wrong before. Look at the recent referendums. Campaigns do matter.
Absolutely, campaigns matter. And when the throes of one now, it's a, you know, it was interesting that there was quite a number of people at the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party meeting who weren't there, and that was because they were out knocking on doors. But what we can say at the moment, and this is cross-party, is that migration is one of the top issues when people do knock on the doors.
Later in the programme, we'll be hearing the Ciarán Corlett talk about politician safety here. There's obviously been that assassination attempt in Slovakia against Prime Minister Fico. There's a nervousness, isn't there, about politician safety, and an atmosphere not just in Ireland, but it seems across Europe at the moment.
Absolutely. I mean, that study which examined abuse encountered by TDs and senators found that 94% of respondents experienced some form of threat, harassment, abuse or violence during the course of their work. And the study also found that 72% of political staff had similar experiences. I was talking to one party leader during the week, and they said that 4 incidents of people who were out campaigning in local elections and were encountering abuse from irate people out of nowhere. So this most certainly is an issue, and it is a huge concern.
All right, Paul. And as I say, we'll be hearing more on that from Ciarán Corlett, Sean O'Farrill, later in the programme.